Hey, family, and welcome back to the Truth Podcast. I am your host, Prophetess Nikki, and I just want to ask that if you are new to this podcast, please subscribe, like, share with three people, okay? If you're not following me on social media, please follow me. You can follow me on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook at Prophetess Nikki, okay? So last week where we left off, the children of Cain, right? And in particular, Ginnam. The devil was using Ginnam to entice God's children, the children of Seth, off of the mountain. Okay, so it started off, you know, they were super focused on God. Like, the devil couldn't penetrate them at all, couldn't even get their attention because they were so focused on God. But then the devil went after their leader, Jared. And he didn't get Jared, but it kind of gave him some wiggle room into penetrating God's people, right? And then after that, even though Jared warned them, like he had experienced the devil, and he warned them. Right, but they still allowed the devil to get their attention. So slowly, you know, little by little, that hyper focus that they had on God start dwindling a little by little. And little by little, they started giving more attention to the devil, to the point they wasn't even worshiping God anymore. They were spending all their time watching the devils at the bottom of the hill. Because those devils, to them, was more interesting than serving God. And this is why it's said that you cannot worship two gods. Because one is going to have your attention more than the other. One, you're going to be more devoted to than the other. Right? And so we're so devoted to Jesus that it makes it look like God is the bad guy. Ain't nobody gonna come out and say that. But that's the truth. Everybody liked Jesus more because he gave them the illusion that they can be out here doing what they want. And then when they get ready, all they got to do is say they believe in him, and all the sins go away. Right? There's no accountability. Jesus take all the accountability away. And so nobody is being held accountable for their actions. And so everybody just doing whatever. And so when God start holding you accountable, he looks like the bad guy. Right. But God is not the bad guy. He is so patient. He is so loving. And to me, he is simple. We're so used to toxic and complicated love that when love comes so simply, right, like when it's effortlessly, we start looking at it like, what's the catch? It gotta be something, right? You're trying to trick me. When God is upfront and honest about everything, he's like, if you follow my laws and my commands, you can have what you want. I'm gonna take care of you. But if you sin, this is what's gonna happen. He tell you everything up front. There's no secrets. Right? There's no guessing. There's no, I didn't know. Because God is going to make sure you know everything up front. And that's what he told Adam in the beginning of this book. He told Adam, I told you not to touch that tree. Simply so when you touched it, because I knew you was going to touch it. But when you touch it, you couldn't say, I didn't tell you. You couldn't say, this is what, you know, was going to happen. You know, like, I didn't tell you what was going to happen if you touched the tree. You can't blame me at all. You going to have to take accountability for your actions. Because I told you not to touch it, and I told you what was going to happen if you touch it. So this is your fault. You can't blame me. But people don't want that they don't want to say, I'm in this position because of me. I made these decisions and I'm here because of me. I know I'm in my life where I'm at because of me. Because of the people I chose to allow in my life, because of the people I chose to trust. When God told me not to trust them, when God told me not to give them the opportunity, I did anyways. So I'm here where I'm at. All right, I have accepted that. No, I'm not mad at anybody. I don't hate nobody. I ain't holding nothing against nobody. Right? Because I learned. Each interaction, I learned something. Right? And it's going to help me in life. Because in this world, it's good people and it's bad people in this world. And if you only interact with good people, you never know when bad people is playing in your face. Right? So even though some of these experiences hurt me, when I say hurt me, like, just like, ooh. To the point you like, why am I even still here? Like, I'm tired. I'm tired of going through this pain. Why am I still here? Right? But God had to show me. He had to allow me to go through that so that I could know the difference. I didn't have a father growing up, so I had to learn the hard way the difference between a good man and a not so good man. Right? Without somebody there to show you, you have to learn through experience. Right? So I had to go through men and see what I like and what I don't like. Because at first, my standard was, I just wanted somebody that was funny that could make me laugh. And then I got with somebody that was funny that could make me laugh, but he also, you know, was mentally abusive. And then at one point he got physically abusive too, like sexually physically abusive. Right? And so I had to learn that just having somebody that could make me laugh wasn't enough. Yes, I still want somebody that can make me laugh, but I also want somebody that treats me the way God treats me. I want somebody that sees me the way God sees me. Right? Because God empowers me. He lifts me up. He gives me knowledge. He makes sure I'm taken care of. He makes sure I have food every month. He makes sure I have money to pay bills. He helps me grow, right? And he wants to see me succeed. People don't talk about it, but it's a lot of people in relationships where their spouse don't want to see them succeed. And that's sad. Because it's like, I'm already out here fighting the world. And then I got to come home and fight my partner too. I'm trying to do this to benefit the people I love. And the people I love is trying to hold me back. Because they don't want to see me in that position. We're not going to talk about that, right? But let's get back to this story, right? Because I'm going way to the left. So here we are, Ginnam. The devil is using him to lure the children of self from the holy mountain, away from God. And we see that with artists. All these artists that people claim to love, right? The devil is using them to lure God's people away from him. They use music, movies, TV shows to convince God's people, right, that we're the bad people, basically. We're bad for trying not to sin, right? We're bad because God tells us to be separate from sin. See, the media is trying to push this agenda of how can I put it? Inclusion. That it don't matter what you do, you included. Right? Everybody is included. But that's not what God said. God said, if you want to be included, you got to do what's right. Anybody can't just walk up in here. Right? Because if that was the case, why in Revelations 22, he says, outside the gates are the dogs, the sexually immoral, the ones that practice witchcraft, falsehood, right? That teach falsehood. Right? The murderers. So, if God was about everybody just being included, why does he say there would be people outside the gates of heaven? Because everybody's not included. They even teach you this when being successful, right? They say you can't just have anybody around you. If you want to be successful, you can't just have anybody around you. You got to be selective, right? So all these people that's successful, that's like crazy successful, the information that they have, they get it from God. But some of them use God's information to do evil. Just like the devil, he knows some of God's power, and the power that he knows how to use, he uses it for evil. So there's some successful people that know how to use God's power to become successful, but they use it for evil, okay? So God says you got to be selective. You can't just let anybody and everybody in. Right? Because when you just let anybody in, it brings down the value. It dilutes things. Right? You gotta hold a certain standard. So God has a standard that if you wanna be included, you have to do what's right and you have to follow his laws and commands. That is how you become included. Right? But you can't just say, I was born this way and give into it. What did he tell Cain in Genesis 4? He said, if you do what's right, I will accept you. But if you don't, sin is knocking at your door, but you got to overcome it. God tells us to overcome sin. He doesn't tell us to give into it. Sin is just another obstacle that you have to overcome. But if you don't overcome it, it's going to destroy you. It's going to separate you from God. That is what sin is. Sin is a separation from our Father. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't never ever want to be separated from God ever again. I can see the difference my life has been since being in the presence of God, and I never want to lose that experience ever again. right? So for me to stay around God, I gotta always do what is right and follow his laws and commands. And if people want to be around me, guess what? They gonna have to do what is right and follow God's laws and commands. Because me trying to hang around people that don't believe what I believe is gonna make me feel uncomfortable, right? We ain't gonna have nothing in common. And it's gonna feel weird, right? It's gonna feel like trying to force a relationship. Right? So, the children of self, they allow the devil to get their attention. And so they would gather together and look down at the children of Cain and watch them for hours. Right? And that just shows us when whatever you put your focus on, that's what you will become. Right? So if you focus on God, you'll become more like him. If you focus on the devil all the time, that's who you'll be. Who are you going to allow to have your focus? I know the devil can seem interesting, right? This is what got self children focus. Because the Cain of children look interesting. They had all these bright colors that the devil showed them how to dye their clothes so they could have all these bright colors. The devil taught them how to make music and to play it a certain way to, you know, get into people's spirits and draw them in. Right? So the devil taught the children of Cain how to be like him. How to lure people in to evil. And because the children of self stopped focusing on God, they was lured in. Like, I was watching this video earlier about this rapper called Lecrae or something like that. And how he's talking about how he been to a couple of Diddy parties. Right? And so me, as a believer, right, as a follower of Yahweh, my thoughts would be, why would you even go? It's not even like you're a mainstream rapper, right? You're supposed to be, quote unquote, a Christian rapper. What do you have in common with any of those people in that room? Same thing with T.D. Jakes. You are a pastor. Why are you going to Diddy's party? You there rebuking people at the party? I highly doubt it. Right? So when you call yourself to be a believer, you can't be surrounding yourself with certain people. Hence, God telling the children of self to stay away from the children of Cain. He said, don't go near them. Don't have sex with them. Right? Just like he told Adam, don't go near the tree. Don't sit under the tree. Don't eat from the tree. Don't touch the tree. God always warns us. God always try to tell us to stay away from evil. Because it's going to suck you in. Right. So as they gathered in groups to look at the children of Cain, as they say, enjoy themselves, right? They wanted to go down and have fun with them. It says, but when Jared saw that they did not receive his word, he said unto them, O my good and innocent and holy children, know that when once you go down from this holy mountain, God will not allow you to return again to it. It's so hard to see someone you love getting ready to destroy themselves. And I've learned that the more you try to prevent something, it kind of like pushes them more into it. Right? Because it's like either way, if they choose to do it, they go choose to do it. You can't stop it. You can try to tell them. You can try to tell them right from wrong over and over again. But at the end of the day, they go choose to do what they want to do. And this is what is happening here. Jared warned them hundreds of years. He was 480 something when he was tricked by the devil to come off the mountain, right? And he had been warning them since before that. Self-warned them before that, right? Adam warned them before that. So they've been warned. It's not like this is something they just hearing about. They've been hearing this warning for years. Like, since they was born. Hearing the same warning over and over again. Like, don't fall for it. But sometimes people have to experience the devil to understand why God say, don't play with him. That's what Adam had to do, right? It wasn't enough for God to say, no. He had to experience him. And once he experienced him, and he saw that the devil don't keep none of his promises, right? And he is a hater. And all he want to do is make people's lives miserable. He tried on many occasions to kill Adam. He threw him from a mountain. He threw a rock at a boulder on top of him, and God made it into a dome so that it wouldn't crush them. Right? He tried to burn everything they had up. He beat Adam, like, jumped him and beat him. And Adam was like, God, where was you? Why you let the devil beat me like this? And God just said to Adam, I want you to see who you following. Because if I step in and intervene, you're not going to get the point. I want to save you. I want to protect you. I want to shield you from all the hurt in the world. But if you're not going to listen to me when I tell you the devil is nothing to play with, I'm going to let you see. So you can understand, like, really, okay? Like, really understand why I said no. Don't do it. Okay? God will allow you to be in it until you get the point, like, I never, ever, ever again want to leave out the presence of God. Kind of where I'm at right now. Right? When the devil come and try to, like, test me with sin, it's like, it's not even tempting anymore. I'm like, it's not even worth it. I don't care how cute the dude is that he's saying. I'm telling you, the dudes, I don't know. I don't know what it is, because I don't even be trying to look cute most days. Right? But when I get out here, I have dudes hitting on me. Right? It was this fine dude trying to hit on me. And then it was like, right when I was about to give him my number, it was like he was compelled to tell me that he was married. And I was like, oh, no. I don't mess with married men. Sorry. It's like God be like, it's almost like God got this truth serum attached to me. It's like people always tell me the truth. I don't know what it is. I'm like, do I got some kind of invisible rope like Wonder Woman? And then it's like, I don't know. I be wrapping the people in it and they just be compelled to tell me the truth. Because he didn't have to tell me he was married. He didn't have a ring on. So I would have never known. All right? But that was God. Because some Hispanic women is crazy. And I do not need no Latina woman showing up at my door saying I'm messing with her husband. Right? I do not need that drama. I like living my drama free life. That's why I stay in the house. I saw this video earlier that said, I can't be a homebody this year. This dude was like, if you want something, you're going to have to get out the house. You can't just work and stay in the house. If you want a husband, right? And be like, why not? Why can't my husband just show up at my door? Right? Why I gotta go out here and be outside? Outside is messy, right? Outside is crazy. I don't like going out there. But let's get back to this, right? So Jared is having to see the people he loves, the people he's known his whole life, be led to sin, be led to their destruction, because he already knows that's what's going to happen. Like, once they go down to the mountain, at the end of the mountain, he said, that's it. You can't come back. I'm telling y'all, that's the exact same thing in the book of Enoch. That the angels basically said to each other before deciding to go down and to lust after the women and to have sexual relationships with them. They said, we're going to make this pact here on this mountain to do this thing. And once we do this thing, we gotta be ready to face whatever consequences come our way. That is what it says, y'all. Y'all read the first book of Enoch. I think it's like chapter 20 or something. So they knew once they went down that God was going to punish them. And God did. God is fair. And he doesn't show favoritism towards anybody. Not even his own children. Right? They knew the law and they intentionally broke it. They didn't make a mistake. They knew exactly what they was doing. And because of that, God said they defiled themselves, right? They defiled themselves with women that God said he had husbands for. He said, I had plans for these women. And you messed up my plans. Right? And then they was also teaching them things like, you know, how to make these concoctions so that the women wouldn't be able to have children. So they could just have sex and not worry about the consequences. They won't be held accountable for their actions. Right? right? And that's probably why there's so many barren women now. You're like, hey, that was so long ago, but hey, that stuff stays in your DNA. Right? And now they have just moved on. They're not going to worry about, you know, making the women barren. They're just going to dress men up as women and have sex with them. So they get the look of a woman without the consequence of her getting pregnant, right? And they can have sex as much as they want and never worry about that quote-unquote woman getting pregnant because she ain't really a woman. Right? So this is what the devil does. He like tell you to come into his world, tell you that there's no laws, there's no consequences, you don't have to worry about being accountable, being held accountable for anything. And that's just exactly how all his followers act. They just do whatever they want and feel like they can get away with it. And for some of them do get away with it for a long time. I mean, eventually they do fall. But some do get away with it for a very long time. Like P. Diddy. P. Diddy has been P. Diddying since the 90s. That's over 30 years that we know of that he been P. Diddying. He probably been doing it longer than that, but for at least 30 years, he been P. Diddying, you know? And it's finally catching up with him. T.D. Jakes. He been T.D. Jason for a very long time. And it's just now catching up with him. Like, he didn't just become gay overnight. He been gay. Right? Anytime. I was watching this video. It was like, anytime somebody start praying about, you know, gay ways because his wife's two sons were gay or something. And so I guess T.D. Jakes and her sons used to go and do gay things together. And when they was there praying over her sons, he would leave the room. And as I've been reading this book, it shows us that the devil can't be anywhere God is. When you start praying, he flee. That let them know the devil was in him. Because as soon as they started praying, he had to leave the room. When Jared started praying, it says the devils fled from him. When self started praying, the devil fled from him because the devil was really trying to get self. At nine years old, he was really trying to get him. Just snatch him up and take him away. And when self realized how aggressive he was being, right? And the fact that he didn't want him to go talk to his parents and get their opinion on it before making the decision, he just knew something was wrong. And so it was like, since you won't let me leave, I'm going to pray. And he prayed. And the devil scattered. So this book taught me whenever you pray and things start to leave out your life, those things were the devil. There was a devil in disguise in the flesh of something that told you they cared about you. And when you started praying to God, he showed you the truth. Right? I feel like I've been all over the place. I'm sorry. It all connects, y'all. It all connects. But God is just, he just speaking through me today. I'm trying to stay focused on the subject, but it still connect, but I'm just all over the place, okay? So, you know, Jared told them once they leave from the mountain, they can never come back, right? He warned them before they went down. God is fair. I keep telling y'all, God is fair. He's going to always warn you. God don't want to see you destroyed. So he gonna warn you. If you go this route, this is what's gonna happen. And if you decide to go that route, I can't go with you. Because I can't dwell in that. I can't live in that type of environment. So I love you, but I can't live over there. So if you decide to go over there, I can't go with you. You gonna be by yourself. But if you stay over here, follow me, listen to me, I can be with you. I can protect you. I can let you know when the devil is trying to trick you and play games against you. But if you insist on following the devil and going over there with him, you be over there with him then. You listen to him then. And we go see where that gets you. Since you feel like being and following him is more important than listening to me, then you go over there, you follow him, and you see where that gets you. When you ready to come back, I'll be here for you. But one, you need to see who you following. And two, you need to know that I can't go over there. All right. So he's warned them. And it says he again adjourned them, saying, I adjourn by the death of our father Adam and by the blood of Abel and of Seth of Enos and Canaan and Mahalia to you to hearken to me and not to go down from the holy mountain. For the moment you leave it, you will be reft of life and of mercy, and you shall no longer be called the children of God, but children of the devil. But they would not hearken to his words. Enoch at this time was already grown up, and in zeal for God, he arose and said, hear me, O ye sons of Seth, small and great. When ye transgress the commandments of our fathers and go down from this holy mountain, ye shall not come up hither again forever. But they arose up against Enoch and would not hearken to his words, but went down from the holy mountain. And when they looked at the daughters of Cain, at their beautiful figures, and that their hands and feet dyed with color and tattooed in ornaments on their faces, the fire of sin was kindled in them. Then Satan made them look most beautiful before the sons of Seth, as he also made the sons of Seth appear of the fairest in the eyes of the daughter of the Cain. Okay, so that's the same thing he did to Adam and Eve in the garden. God said he made the tree of knowledge and evil appear more beautiful, right, intriguing than all the other trees in the garden. God said there were way better trees in the garden, but the devil made you believe that this tree was the best tree. You could have had any tree that was way more better, but you decided to choose this one, right? So the devil is always about the outside appearance, right? He makes his outside appear so beautiful because on the inside, he ugly. And if you knew, if you really knew what his inside looked like, you wouldn't even want to never go near him. So he got to make his outside appear so beautiful so that you would get caught up, right? And you would want to, you know, hang out with him, be around him, indulge in the things that he indulged in, right? Okay. So he made the daughters of Cain look good. He made the sons of Cain look good, right? So they like, dang, they fine. Right? They like, I've been looking at y'all all my life. They look a little different, right? Right, so it says, so the daughters of Cain lusted after the sons of Seth like ravenous beasts, and the sons of Seth after the daughters of Cain until they committed abomination with them. But after they had thus fallen into the defilement, they returned by the way they had come, right? So after they have committed the sin, it was like the spell that was over them was gone. And now they wanted to go back to God. Right? But now they couldn't. Right? It said they tried to go back the way they came, and they tried to ascend the holy mountain, but they could not, because the stones of that holy mountain were of fire flashing before them, by reason of which they could not go up again. So God warned them. He said, if you leave down, if you leave and go down there, you cannot come back. They thought God was playing. See, this is the thing. If you don't stand on your word, people will take you as a joke. So people might think God is mean, but if he didn't stand on his word, people would take him as a joke. And people would be trying to run over on him. Because God is like one of the nicest people you'll ever run into. As somebody called me one time, they said, somebody said, I'm the nicest, meanest person they ever met. I guess that's the way you can describe God. The nicest, meanest person you ever met, ever meet. Because God will do anything for you if you're doing what's right. But if you betray him, you go get that mean side. Right? So they betrayed God. They broke his command, the promise that they made between each other, and went down, had sex with these women, and then they wanted to come back up again. Right? It's like your spouse going out cheating on you and then coming back to the house and like nothing ever happened. And God is like, nah. I told you. And you still chose to go down here. The devil just making you experience what he experienced. This is the exact thing he experienced. He chose to, he was warned, he knew the law, he chose to break the law and go down, right? And then when he tried to come back up, God was like, no. And here it is. He got the children of God, told them to go down, and when they tried to come back up, God said no. When you follow the devil, he's going to lead you the way that he led himself to destruction. That's basically all he's doing. He's like, this is how I was destroyed, and I'm going to show you how you can get destroyed too. If you really think about it that way, he's like, this is how I got destroyed, and I'm going to show you. So if you follow the things that I say, you go end up right like how I did. Right? And so they couldn't go up again. It says God was angry with them and he repented of them because they had come down from the glory and had thereby lost or forsaken their own purity or innocence and were fallen into defilement of sin. Then God sent his word to Jared saying, these thy children whom thou didst call my children, behold, they have transgressed my commandment and have gone down to abode of perdition and of sin. Send a messenger to those that are left that they may not go down and be lost. Then Jared wept before the Lord and asked of him mercy and forgiveness, but he wished that his soul might depart from his body rather than hear these words from God about the going down of his children from the holy mountain. But he followed God's order and preached unto them not to go down from the holy mountain and not to hold intercourse with the children of Cain, but they heeded not to his message and would not obey his counsel. Okay? So again, the ones that was left, they saw what had happened to the other ones, and they still decided to not listen and to go down. See, when you fail to learn from your mistakes, you will continue to fail over and over again. And this is what we're seeing here, okay? But we're running out of time, family. That was part 2 of chapter 20. We go pick up next week and finish the last two chapters, 20, 21 and 22. I love y'all. Thank you for joining. Share this podcast. Peace and have a great day.